Good day, knockouts. This is your girl, Kim Knox, and welcome to my podcast. It's been a little minute, not too long, but I've had a lot going on in my personal life, and I knew I would, but I haven't been able to record as much as I would like to. So today, things have kind of slowed up a little bit, and I thought I would, just talk to you guys for a minute. Today, the topic I wanted to discuss is body shaming. As I stated before, I've been going through a lot. My mother has been staying with me because earlier this month, she actually had a total knee replacement. And I have been the primary and basically only caregiver for her. And I thank God that I'm in a position where I'm able to be at home and be of service to her. Because most people want to take care of their mom. My mom is taking care of me and so many other people. So it's actually an honor to be able to give back to her and show her a little love and affection. But within that, it's very difficult, very stressful, very time consuming. As a matter of fact, on yesterday I saw the mail lady, and I didn't realize that basically we're at the end of the month of August. That's just how crazy my life. The last physical date that I remember is actually the 7th, when she actually went into surgery, and here it is, we're towards the end of the month. But with that being said, I haven't had a whole lot of time to focus on me, especially just do the little things that I would do for myself. I'm a natural girl, but I tend to keep my hair a little bit shorter. I've always rocked short hair. I've rocked all types of hairstyles, but I mainly like my short hair. And you know, it's gotten bad when your husband is like, when are you going to get a haircut? Because my husband is not one for me to want to cut. He doesn't really like me to cut my hair all off. But the fact that I was woofing, he's like, okay, I'm tired of seeing your ass walk around here like a little ragamuffin. So I made my appointment to go to the barbershop. And it's funny because, you know, I was in a decent space on yesterday. But this dude, he was in the barbershop, one of the barbers who sits next to my barber, tried me. And, you know, I'm the type of person, if you don't know me, I feel like when you come at somebody and want to joke and want to laugh about things, then you have to be in a good space with that person, because you don't know a person's temperament to joke like that. Like if you're my homie and I've been coming to this barbershop or hair salon for like ages, and this is what we do, we have a banter where we go back and forth, that's cool. But if I've only known you like for a hot second, I've only seen you a few times, and you want to make jokes about different things. So he started with the eyelashes. Yes, I get eyelash extensions. Yes, it does look crazy as hell when you got lashes on and you don't have a face, necessarily a face full of makeup, and you're getting the haircut and the hair is falling in your eyes. And I guess some men don't know how to handle it, but to make a comment, one, I'm not your client, so you need to turn around. Obviously, he didn't have any clients, so that's why he was so focused on the other dudes, but that's a whole nother story. But then he found it necessary to start commenting on my body, my ass in particular. And I have this thing where I do have a rather large ass, and that's one of the reasons why I don't, if you go through my photos, you'll notice that I only do mainly head face shots. And the reason that is because I don't have a bad body. I actually have a pretty fairly, what I consider to be a decent body. However, for peace sake in my own home, to keep people and particularly men from making inappropriate comments, from trying to get in my DMs to talk about how fat my ass is and, you know, what they want to do or they trying to link up. I just spare myself the trouble. I'm not so afraid of it on Instagram as I am more so Facebook, because on Facebook, of course, you have the dudes that, you know, you either went to high school with or maybe you dated previously, they ain't seen you in a while, and all of a sudden you post a picture. Like, I can literally post the same pictures of just headshots, and you got these dudes that come out the woodwork like, oh, saying just crazy reckless stuff. And so to spare myself that headache and having to deal with my husband wanting to go kill folk, I just don't do it. But I say all that to say, you know, sometimes my weight will fluctuate. It goes up and down. And it's bad enough that women, we are so like engaged into what we look like, what we are. And mainly is because you really can't change a whole lot about your face unless you just putting on a shitload of makeup. And all this weave and whatever you choose to do with your body, with your face, or whatever is what you choose to do. But I feel like a person should not be body shamed because either they're a little bit more hippie, or they have a little bit more ass, or they don't have any ass, or they straight up and down, or whatever. That's not for you as a man or a woman, whatever, to even comment on somebody's shape, especially when you don't have room to say anything about yourself, you know. And so I found myself, I'm already in a place of, I'm kind of, I don't want to say irritated, but I can kind of am, because this whole situation with my mother has been a very stressful one. But I'm not here to get into throwing jabs. I'm not in that space. And so when you come at me, you might get, ain't no telling what you're going to get. You may get the worst part of Kim that I really don't want to show you. But I had to basically let him know, like, one, I don't give a damn what you think about my body, because one, I'm good with me. Two, I got a whole husband who loves every inch and every ounce of me, and he takes care of this. I don't know where your woman is, and I doubt seriously that your woman probably even look half as good as this. So you need to stay in your own lane. And by the way, where is your clients? Every time I come in here, you cut maybe one to two heads at best, if that, while everybody else is cutting heads left and right. And you're about 50, you're almost 50 years old. Like, dude, come on. And you could tell he was being irritated with me, and I was irritated with him. But also, I wanted to take it a step further. You know, we all, men included, everybody wants attention. And how we get attention, we just do it in different ways. Men get attention by wearing flashy shit, getting cars, and flashing money and acting like they have money. We, as women, we feel like we have to compete with each other because I think the Nicki Minajs and the Kim Kardashians and all of the like social media people, influencers, or reality television people have made it like you have to have, like at one time it was you have to have big titties. Then it was this age and era of the bigger your ass, the more popular. So now everybody's on Instagram or was on Instagram. You know, they got to do ass shots or side profiles to let niggas know I'm holding. I got an ass, because you want more likes and you want more people to follow you and more people like, ah, shawty bad. But now the trend is, and it's crazy, that all these people who we were following, like the K. Michelles, and it's like a lot of, like even
the fitness gurus, quote unquote gurus, who, oh, let me show you how to get a peach. These chicks was going to the damn doctor and getting, or not the doctor, in the back room getting injected with silicone and getting these big old asses, and got your ass thinking that they in there doing all these damn squats when they ain't did a damn thing, and they making your ass pay for a damn meal plan and buy flat tummy tea. Like, this is just going to transform your life. No, boo-boo. You have to get surgery, or you go into the table like they did in a hotel room and got injected with silicone. Now, a lot of these chicks now are suffering from major issues, and it's damn near killing them. I said, there is nothing wrong with wanting to enhance anything about yourself. If you feel a certain way and you want to change the shape of your nose, as you feel like it makes you feel a certain kind of way because you don't like the shape of your nose, shape of your body, you're heavy, and no matter how many diets or how much you work out, it just ain't working for you, you want to go get the lap band, I'm all for it, so long as you're doing it in the right and healthy way. There's always a risk when you lay your ass down on some doctor's table. Anytime you have to go under anesthesia, there is a risk that you may not wake up, or there may be some complication. But if that's what you want to do and that makes you happy, by all means, I'm all for it. But I would rather for you to go to a licensed physician, and mainly one here, because I know a lot of people will go over to the Dominican and to Brazil and get these procedures done because they're like, oh, it's a lot cheaper. But let me tell you, you don't know what you're dealing with. The standards are different in another country, and you find your ass over there like Usher's wife or Kanye's mom, and I don't care how much money you have or think you have, you know, some things can't bring you back. If you down that table, you down that table for beauty. But don't be going to nobody's damn hotel room getting injected with damn cement in your ass because you want this ass so bad. Now all these celebrities are going to have this shit dug out their ass and having to have major surgery because they've been having major issues with this shit, all because of looks. And now I found, like, people are starting to want the realness. They want the realness. Everything now is coming back to real. You know, I think that's why I can appreciate people. Like, I don't know. It is what it is. People want more natural now. And I'm glad, because we're not having the need to destroy our bodies for the sake of what something looks like. We all need some internal surgery, because right now we're basing how we look and how our lifestyle should be based off of what we see on Instagram. And I'll tell you what, or Instagram, social media, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Social media are just snippets of people's life. It's just only a few seconds, not even minutes. It's just a few seconds of a person who's taken a lot of damn pictures and chosen the ones that look the best and probably photoshopped the hell out of it to make it look. And he's just like, damn, why I can't look like that? Or they make it like their life is so grand. I will say I'm very blessed and I'm very fortunate. I'm not rich, I'm not wealthy, but right now I'm in a good place, and I thank God for it. My husband is a very hard worker, so that, you know, we can at least do a little bit with what we have. But just be thankful and be happy. Everybody shouldn't look like a carbon copy of each other. It's some dude out there that love a thin chick that's just skinny as shit, or dark as hell, or with short hair. I remember, you know, it's crazy, when I was out there dating, I dated a guy, because like I said, I've always worn short hair. He told me, don't ever grow your hair out. I love the way you rock your short hair. And while other guys were like, why don't you get some weave, or why don't you try that, He liked me for the way I was and how I rocked my shit. You know, I owned my shit. There's some dude out there that like tall women. There's men out there who like skinny, short women. Somebody like fat women. Somebody like thick women. It's somebody for everybody. And I would rather for you to get that person who likes you for you, because I'm telling you, the happier I get, I eat. My husband and I right now are probably both kind of on the chunkier side, because I would like to think we love each other. We like to eat. We cuddle, especially like fall is my favorite time of year. I'm gonna eat. I'm gonna have me some bacon, macaroni, and cheese, because I'm a fat girl at heart. And so I say to all those dudes out there that want to try to body shame me and want to try to say I'm borderline fat or whatever, fuck you. Sincerely, from Kim Knox. Y'all have a blessed day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.